This is 90.9 WBUR in Boston. I'm Lisa Mullins. The Boston Herald is being sold to Gatehouse Media. Herald publisher Pat Purcell made the announcement at an all-staff meeting in the newsroom this afternoon. A Herald reporter tweeted that they were told the paper is selling for $4.5 million. We're joined now by John Carroll in the studio. He's communication professor at Boston University and a media analyst at WBUR. John, something else happened today, too. The Herald declared bankruptcy. What's the tie between the two, being sold and declaring bankruptcy in the same period?
My understanding is they went into voluntary Chapter 11 bankruptcy, which for some reason maximizes the value of the company by selling the business as a going concern. So this is part of the root of the problem is that the Boston Herald apparently was not a going concern. Pat Purcell said they were making money up until 2 years ago, then the bottom fell out, and he has no more way to keep the paper afloat.
So he has been the publisher, Pat Purcell, of the Herald since 1984. Why would he be selling now?
Well, I think he doesn't want to put any more money into it. He says he's invested $60 million over the years into the paper. And I think it's just throwing good money after bad at this point from his standpoint. And I think he found a buyer. That's probably the most significant aspect of it, that he found somebody who actually wants to buy the Herald.
Gatehouse News Media, that is. Gatehouse is enormous, a very big player in daily and weekly newspapers in Massachusetts and, in fact, around the country. Why would Gatehouse want to buy the Herald?
Well, it's interesting. Gatehouse owns about 100 weekly and daily newspapers in Massachusetts. Oddly enough, most of them bought from Pat Purcell some years ago. Gatehouse owns the Worcester Telegram, the Patriot Ledger,
Cape Cod Times.
They've had Boston surrounded for a number of years now, and now they're into Boston. The parent company has spent $735 million buying newspapers over the last 3 years. They are heavily invested in print, and I'm gathering that they're thinking volume will make up for the fact that most of these print publications are in decline or treading water.
What do you think this could mean for journalism? I mean, the Herald has cut back its staff a lot over the past several years by hundreds. What could this new ownership mean?
I think it means bad things for the Boston Herald. There are reports that 50 employees are going to be laid off in the next few days. Everybody has to apply for a job at Gatehouse, and apparently Gatehouse is not going to honor their pension commitments for the people leaving the Herald.
What does it mean for journalism? Will the Herald be under Gatehouse Media be much competition for the Globe? What's the intent, you know?
It's hard to know if it's going to be the same paper or not. I mean, the Boston Herald has had a distinctive voice, whether you agree with them or not. The Boston Herald was very much part of the fabric of Boston, and I think that it would be a shame to lose it. There are very few two newspaper towns in this country anymore, and there's a pattern of the weaker paper disappearing, and I would hate to see the Boston Herald do that. I can't imagine that Gatehouse doesn't want to make it some kind of a player here in Boston. It's just what form that will take is a really good question.
What is the track record for Gatehouse when it's bought out other media?
Gatehouse runs a very lean organization. They've gone through a number of layoffs recently, and they've done some serious cost-cutting at the parent company. I think that there may be some kind of consolidation. I think there's some economics of consolidation and basically bringing papers together. Whether they come up with some kind of a super paper, super regional paper, would be interesting. But I have no idea whether they would do that or not.
Thank you very much, John Carroll, communications professor at BU and WBUR media analyst, talking to us about the fact that the Boston Herald has announced today that it's being sold to Gatehouse Media. John Carroll, thank you.
Thank you.